Here he is, our longtime game show host. It's Travis Mejia.
Well, thank you for that introduction, Matt. Right. What I have for you today is this week is back to school for many students around the Metroplex, and I thought, why don't we test these dudes' knowledge? And we're going to do a little school Jeopardy here. So I have five categories, of course, five questions in each category. You'll each get an attempt to go here. What I don't want to have happen is you clear the entire board. So you're only going to be able to clear one category if you can, if indeed you can. And then it will go to the other person. If you get one wrong, the other person will get a chance to answer and then continue, but that will not stop their turn. Everybody cool?
Yes.
All right.
Do we have to answer and what is?
Yes. Okay. Or I'll give you a buzzer.
All right.
So, Landry, you're our guest. I'll let you go first.
Okay.
The five categories are school supplies, places and people, science, math, and language arts.
Ooh, my goodness. Let's go places and people.
All right. Do you want to start at the bottom? This person you would visit if you weren't feeling well.
Nurse.
Nailed it. That's 100 points.
Oh, I didn't say what is, though. What is a
oh,
nurse?
No, that's yeah, true. So. You didn't, so...
Yeah. No, we'll tough. Give it to him. That was the first one.
Nah, that's my bad.
No, I really feel like we just established that rule.
No, I think those are the rules. I screwed up.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting you said nurse, because I would have said doctor.
The school doctor?
At school?
Yeah. Is it like doctor? The cowboy doctor?
Kind of question you go at to? School?
Yeah, at school. It's There's no doctors at school.
Oh, I missed that part.
I
just thought the question was, who do you go see if you're feeling bad?
What? This is a school back-to-school Jeopardy quiz.
Oh, that's the...
Boy, we're off to a good start. All right, Matt, since...
Apparently I'm going
to
suck at this.
Landry didn't do the question formatting.
I'd like to steal, if I could, Alec.
No, we've already answered this.
Who is nurse?
No.
That would be correct, but I'm going to need you to pick another category and number, please.
All right, I'm going to pick... Language and arts?
Language and arts for 100.
Mm.
Who is the author of this classic children's book about a pig named Wilbur and his spider friend Charlotte?
Oh, man. Who wrote that? Who is Charlotte's Web, but that's not the author? I cannot remember. Who is Judy Blume, which is wrong.
It's not Judy Blume.
Who is... I think it's two letters and then a name. Is it... I don't
throw a couple
know.
Letters together. You give me the first name, I'll give you the points.
Turner.
And make sure you do it in question.
About to say R.L. Stine. Remember Goosebumps books?
Yes. Okay.
That guess.
R.W. Webb.
R.W. Webb. No. Who is E.B. White is the correct
Dang
answer.
It.
I might have had that one a little too low on the level there.
Man.
White.
I could not for the life of me remember who wrote Charlotte and Her Web.
No, but you remember the book. You just don't
Of course.
That. All right, let's go to school supplies at the bottom.
School supplies for 100. This is the universal standard testing and accepted pencil type. Looking for a classic type of pencil that you would be asked to bring to your standardized test.
What is a number two pencil?
What is the number two? That is correct.
School supplies down the line.
This is the marker used to write on the whiteboard in front of the class.
What is a dry erase marker?
That is correct. Two in a row. Man.
You reach, I teach, my friend. school supplies, we got one more, right?
You've got three more, actually.
All right, yeah, let's keep it going.
All right.
This is a great category.
This bag, often kept in a binder or backpack, is used to hold writing utensils.
What is a pencil bag?
I'm going to need a... I said bag in the question. That is kind of what it is, but I'd like the exact wording. And I'll give you another chance.
What is... A pencil carrier?
I thought pencil bag, too.
You want to give it a go?
I would have said pencil bag. I have no idea.
I'm going to give you the points, but it is pencil pouch, Landry.
Pencil pouch?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's keep the school supplies
going. Keep it rolling.
Let's keep it going.
Isn't it my turn? He missed that one.
Nah, he gave it to me.
I gave it to him because it was
That's three
judge.
In a row, though.
It's a good judge.
technically a bag.
So I can't go three in a row?
Yeah, I thought three was the max.
I was going to let you clear a category.
Oh, look at this.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, clear a category then.
There you go. It's for you.
Jeez, so much for me winning.
Damn it.
All right, how about if it'll make you happy?
No, no, no. If that's the rules, I was confused, so I like to play within the rules.
Do you?
Do you?
There are two. These are the two most popular spacings for notebook paper.
The most popular spacings for notebook paper.
For 400 points, the most popular spacings for notebook paper.
Like distance? What is...
I don't need the number. There's some words.
What is 100 meters?
What is
aisle B3 at Target?
I have no idea on this.
Pass?
What is single and double spaced?
No. College ruled and wide ruled.
Ah, I should have known that. Should have known that.
I haven't used notebook paper in years.
Yeah, college ruled would add.
You did have to buy it at a certain
college ruled adds like so much time to get. Like it adds 5 minutes each.
Oh, easy.
Yeah,
easy. All right, so we still have school supplies for 500 available. Places and people for 100 is off the board, and language arts for 100 is off the board. Everything else,
all right,
available to take.
I will go places and people for 200, please, Alec.
You can go here to research and read about nearly any subject.
What is the library?
Nailed it.
Yes. I'm going to keep it rolling. Let's go 300, please.
All right. The place where the orchestra gives concerts or where the drama club puts on plays.
What is the theater?
No.
What is the band hall?
Incorrect. I'm looking for what is the auditorium? Thank you.
Well, that's not true. We put on plays.
Are you going to flex your theater?
In the theater.
Listen, theater dork, when you put together the Jeopardy game, then you can do that.
Let's go to places and people.
It's because he went to UTA.
No, it's not a great education, to be honest. The room.
Shots fired.
Where you do experiments.
What is the laboratory?
I think I'll count
science
that.
Lab.
Oh, science lab.
Nice. Yeah. I was going to say, what is a theater closet?
Okay, jerk.
All right. School supplies.
For five?
For five hundo.
This is a strong and durable paper of a brownish or buff color and smooth finish. Looking for a type of paper, a strong, durable paper of brownish or buff color.
What is
toilet
paper?
That's okay. Bad toilet paper if it's pre-brown.
What is manila paper?
Wow! Oh, big one for McLaren.
I needed that 500.
That was big.
Look at me! All right, I'm going to keep it rolling if I may.
Well, you can on school supplies as we just cleared that category.
People and places for 400, please.
People and places for 400. We already did that, so you're on 500.
500
I'll keep going. This person can be a student or staff in charge of ensuring safety throughout the school grounds.
Okay, this is interesting. Because it could be one of two things.
It could.
I thought if it was within the school, I would go a different direction. But if it's school grounds, but a student wouldn't be this. I'm going to say, what is a hall monitor?
Wow, two five hundies in a row for Matt McLaren.
Oh, I like big money, no whammy.
All right, so here's the thing, guys. As you have cleared both of the pretty easy categories, you're now into your subject categories only one language arts is off the board, and it scared you guys away from them very quickly.
All right, well, I will go with what is language arts?
Language arts for 200 is what we're looking for there. This is a figure of speech that makes a comparison using either the words like or as.
What is a simile?
Nailed it. That's 200 to McLaren running the board here. You've got two more answers. Is this three in a row? That's three in a row.
So yeah, it was three in a row.
You have two more that you can do here.
All right, I will do what is language arts.
300 for language arts. This element of poetry uses words to create sounds such as boom or pop.
What is onomatopoeia?
Nailed it. Do you know how to spell onomatopoeia, by the way?
No.
Hot dog?
I know it ends P-A-E-I-A.
Nope.
I'm off. All right, what is language arts for 500, please?
Every sentence must have both a subject and a blank.
What is a verb?
No.
Oh, yeah. I know what it is.
Landry for the steal?
I have no idea.
You're just going to give up?
I have
this
no
doesn't
idea.
Go against you. You'll still get your turn.
I have no idea.
You don't even want to give a guess?
No.
What is a noun?
What is a predicate was the correct answer.
A what?
A predicate.
I don't even remember that.
Yeah. Nobody remembers
that.
That
one got me too. Caton, can we have a score update, please?
We are bringing our intern, Caton, to the mic quickly here. And she is moving slower than a turtle to pull the mic to her.
Landry has 900.
Gosh.
And Matt has 1,600.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man, you're cleaning up. All right, Landry, it is still your turn. You have one more question in the language arts category, if you want to go that way.
No, let's go science. I'm not good at science, but I'm going to have to.
Yes, science!
I'm going to have to make it.
This gas is what we breathe out after inhaling oxygen.
What is carbon monoxide?
Ooh.
I'd like to steal if I could. What is carbon dioxide?
That is correct, man. Matt McLaren.
Yeah.
He's just so excited to be winning.
Oh, he's dominating.
All right, what are the two categories, math and science?
You have math and science, and you still have the $500 question for language arts.
I'll do that one. 500 for language arts.
A way of writing words that matches how they sound rather than how they look.
A way of writing words. Writing words, how they sound. Yeah. Interesting. I do not know this. Rather than how they look. I have no idea. Calligraphy? What is calligraphy?
Not calligraphy.
What is a homophobe?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Why would you call me that?
Homophone.
That was really mean.
What is a homophone?
Okay.
Whoa.
I'd like to steal it. What is phonically?
That's pretty close. Phonetic spelling. Give him the 500. Yeah.
Interesting.
You never did that in broadcast school where you're like doing like the ticker?
I bet
the ticker guys do that. Yeah.
I know what you're talking about, but yeah, okay.
All right. Science for 200.
Sorry, my computer is making it. Science for 200. This force is why objects fall to the ground when dropped.
What is gravity?
Nailed it.
I could have gotten that one. Science scares me.
We have science and we have...
math.
All right, let's go to math. Let's go to math for 100.
Math for 100. This value comes after million, billion, and trillion.
I don't know, man. Who's that rich?
What is gazillion?
No.
I'm going to go, what is quadrillion?
Nailed it.
Lucky.
Yeah. I'm math moron. It's only because I played a game once that had money.
You have science for 300 to 500, math from 200 to 500, and
okay. And
that's it. That's what you
have. All right, I'm going to do science for 300.
Science for 300. Dude. This planet is known for its rings.
What is Jupiter?
Nope.
What is Saturn? What is Saturn? What is Saturn?
Jupiter? You got it.
I was thinking moons. Jupiter is known for
its
moons.
Are you going to choke this?
Quick score update. Jupiter has rings. What an idiot I am.
Quick score update as we have, five more questions.
Matt has 1,800.
Oh, no. Your first lesson of broadcasting is to speak into the mic.
Matt has 1,800.
Do we get actual money for this?
Yeah, dude, I'm going to give you money for this.
Can I just have like
And
four?
Landry has 1,900.
Oh, we've got a close race going here.
So who would have thought I would pull away?
Landry? Okay.
Let's go with some math. Let's keep the math going.
Yeah, I'm
going
to lose. These are my worst categories.
Math for 200. The top number in a fraction is called...
The roof? I mean, God.
The roof.
Who knows?
The top number in the fraction.
The ceiling is the roof.
Shout out to MJ.
The top number in a fraction.
What is... Gosh. Missionary. I don't know.
Incorrect. It is not missionary.
What is the numerator?
Wow. Good job, McLaren.
You're kidding, dude.
Look at me.
You're kidding.
All right.
Somewhere in the back recesses of my brain, I was like, one of them is the denominator, and I think the top one is the numerator.
You have science for 4 and 500 and math for 3, 4, and 500.
It doesn't matter. Science for 400.
Science for 400. This type of these type of animals include spiders and scorpions.
What are arachnids?
Wow. He's going on a run.
Okay.
It's over.
Okay, I'm going to go math for the 300.
Math for 300. The formula to calculate the area of a circle.
Our useless information is like being so exposed. It's looking even more useless.
What is... I don't know, man. What is circumference times diameter?
No.
No.
Well, No, no. I had to like see if that might kind of work.
CXD?
No, it's not CXD.
C squared D? I don't know.
What is circumference, right?
No, it is pi times radius squared.
Oh,
God, you guys are idiots.
Okay.
All right, Landry, it is your ball.
Math.
Math.
This is awesome.
There are this many pints in a gallon.
Oh, my
God. Oh, no, in a gallon?
In a gallon?
Pints.
This is why Alexa exists. I literally have asked her this.
I need your base knowledge, sir. I need your base knowledge.
What is 12?
That is incorrect.
What is 16?
That is also incorrect. What is 8 is the correct answer.
What? 8 times.
No idea.
How many?
Okay. I mean, I didn't do the math myself, man.
Oh, yeah, because a gallon is 128.
It's your ball, Matt. And you still have science for 500 and math for 500. Caitlin, what is our score?
It's got to be dead tied.
No. You took the lead by far.
Big time, yeah.
What's the lead?
2,400 to 1,900.
All right, means you can either win it here or you can give Landry a chance
to
tie.
I'm going to have to go science. Math is not my strong suit. Science is also not my strong suit. Science for 500, if I get it right, I win.
Yep. It's a fact.
And I will not get it right.
And if you get it wrong and I get it wrong, you win anyway, so.
Well, no, because if he gets it wrong, you can at least tie, and then we can go off all happy.
All right, hurry.
All right. The hardest substance in our body is...
This seems like a trick. It really seems like a trick. What is... I'm assuming... I don't know. This is a trick.
It's a question.
Because I want to say what is bone, but are you looking for what is calcium?
I'm looking for neither of those. Both of those are incorrect. Okay. Landry, with a chance to tie, and we have one more question, so he can actually technically win here.
I mean, this used to be a pickup line.
The hardest substance in our body?
Yes, sir.
What is oxygen? I don't know.
Oh, nuts. You didn't even try.
No.
No, it's tooth enamel.
What?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that calcium?
I don't know, man.
All right,
my answer says tooth enamel.
So he wins.
Winner, Matt McLaren.
Good job.
You would have never gotten the last math question. Mathematical term for the number's distance from zero on a number line.
Oh, yeah, the Pythagorean theorem.
Nope.
It is 11:13.
Look at me.